Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. And we just want to thank everyone who's been following us and liking and sharing our videos. As you know, if you've been following us, we are doing a positive affirmation every day for a year on our page. And we are working through Dr. Susan Lawton's Positive Peaceful Growth Journey, which is this book right here that you can get in at Aromatools or Oil Life. And we are just loving it. Every single week it gives you a weekly affirmation and it gives you a daily affirmation. It actually has some other things that you can go to her site and see other videos. So we are just loving it. So we are on now week 6, day 3 of I Am Happy in the Moment. That is our weekly affirmation. And this week, for the whole week, we are practicing being happy in the moment. And I hope that's making a difference in your week. I know it's making a difference in mine. We just had a very hard time hopping on to this Facebook, and my 16-year-old son Caleb is helping me. And we are trying everything that we know how to do, and nothing is really, really working. But even through it all, I was so thankful that my 16-year-old son was helping me, and how kind he was to do that. And then I actually called my daughter-in-law, Asia, who is super good at fixing kind of glitchy tech problems as well. And she gave us her best advice too. And then again, nothing was really helping, my phone just kept saying no internet access, even though I could access everything else on my phone. Anyway, so then I just said a silent prayer, you know, Heavenly Father, can you please just help my phone and fix whatever is not working. And then I just decided to try a Facebook Live, and for lo and behold, somehow it worked. So I guess I just want to say, start my video this morning with, I know that there's a God, and I know that we are His children, and I know that when things go wrong for reasons that we don't know, He blesses us with people who can help us. And when things keep going wrong for reasons we don't know, He can sometimes fix us. He can definitely fix us too. But He can fix situations. So I just wanted to say that about my experience this morning. And I think that when we have experiences from God, it touches our heart, because we feel His love. So as you're going throughout your day, being happy in the moment, I hope that you are seeing and looking for the hand of God in your life and seeing the hand of God, because I know that the hand of God is in my life, and I know that the hand of God is in your life. Okay, so being happy in the moment is what we're working on and what we're concentrating on, what we're playing with all week long. And the next thing I just wanted to say was that our affirmation for today is, I am happy with what I can see. So, and I love that. So, you know, just as you're looking at this, maybe just pause the video and just a minute, I'll give an assignment that you can do if you want to. So the assignment is just to pause the video for just a minute and look around, wherever you are, whether you're at home, whether you're using your phone at work or kind of using your phone as you drive. Well, hopefully you're not looking at this one while you drive, but maybe someone else is driving and you're just listening to this as you drive. Just like shut off the, just stop, pause the video for just a minute and look around you and see what makes you happy. As I look around my room, I see that I have a lot of pictures of my family on my walls, and my family makes me happy. I see that I have some books that are on the floor that I was reading to my little Xander, who's 4 years old, and reading to him and connecting with him makes me happy. I see that I have the internet, my computers, in my room, in this living room. And so, and using them makes me happy. I woke up super early this morning. I'm a super early riser, and I woke up early this morning and I started doing some family history work and genealogy. I don't know if you know that they have this amazingly cool program called Family Search. It's a program that's 100% free, familysearch.org. And you can, it has millions, I'm thinking like 6 million names that have been entered into it. It's such a cool program because if you're trying to find people in your family that you don't know of, you basically just have to get an account. Again, it's a free account. And then there's so many, then they pop up record hints for you, like, oh, we may have just found your mom's marriage certificate, or we just may have found your great grandma's grave on Find a Grave, or we may have just found your, I don't know, great aunt's death certificate or whatever. But they, so there's people around the world who are indexing all of the official records of the world, the marriage certificates, the birth certificates, the death certificates, the draft registrations and military records and census records. And so all of those are being indexed. And what that means is someone looks at the actual record and then they type everything, all the information online. And then there's computer programs that when you have family members with a certain name who are in a certain area on a certain date, if they find records that match, they will shoot you, well, send you these records, and you can see whether they match. Anyway, that's one of the happiest. And then you can attach them, and then you can see more and more of your family and fill out more and more of your family trees. So if you're into genealogy or family history work, I would absolutely 100% recommend that program. They also have an app with that that you can put on your phone. And if you sign up for certain things, like you can be, they will send you when certain important things happen in your family tree on that day. So, like a couple days ago, I got that my great grandma was married on that day. And some people, sometimes you get that someone's born on our day. Usually it's births and marriages. And it's just super fun to remember our roots and remember where we're connected. I think that there's that popular saying that what we want to give to our children is we want to give them roots and wings, right? We want to give them wings so that they have the confidence to fly off and do whatever they want. We want to give ourselves wings so that we have the confidence to fly off and do what we want. We can't want to give ourselves and our children roots. We want to know where we came from and how amazing our ancestors are. And is and there are stories on Family Search too. Like a lot of people are putting pictures. You can put pictures on Family Search. You can see pictures that other people have uploaded to your ancestor on a Family Search. You can people are uploading stories, journals, all sorts of different things on Family Search. If there's a document, you can definitely upload it. You can upload live interviews on Family Search. So it's just an amazing thing. So anyway, that kind of got a little sidetracked there, but when I see my computer, I think of family search and family history because it's something that I definitely do and love to do. Love, love, love to do. It brings me so much lasting joy when I work on family history. Anyway, so, but I want to just encourage you to pause this and look around at your room or your environment, wherever you are, and just see 10 things that you love, that you're thankful for. Okay? Giving you time to pause. Okay, so hopefully you've paused and you've seen just like if you look around the room, your environment, there's way more than 10 things that you can see that you're thankful for, let alone all the things that you remember that you're thankful for. Like, we are going into the holiday time of Thanksgiving, and I'm so loving that we get the chance today to practice being happy and grateful for what we see. Okay, so you know that we always do a song that's paired with our affirmation for the week, and that we kind of listen to through the week. The song that's paired for, that Susan Lawton paired for this week, is Winter, Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons. That song's just not really connecting with me. So the songs that I would pair for this week to listen to is either Johann Sebastian's Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, super calming but yet uplifting music, or Happy by Pharrell Williams, just a super bouncy and happy song. Or again, I encourage you to make your own list of your happy playlist that you can just put on that music, and that reminds you how happy you are and how happy life can be. Okay. The other thing that you know that we do, if you've been following us, is we always have a diffuser blend of the week. And the diffuser blend for this week is 2 drops of vetiver, and vetiver is the oil of centering and scent. 2 drops of rosemary, and rosemary is the oil of knowledge and transition. And 2 drops of wild orange, and wild orange is the oil of abundance. Okay, so yesterday we talked about vetiver, the emotional benefits of vetiver. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the emotional benefits of wild orange, but today we are talking about the emotional benefits of rosemary. And oh my goodness, open a bottle of rosemary essential oil. You're instantly, your senses are just like woken up, right? It's just like a, you know, if I was going on a long drive, rosemary might be one of those oils that I bring, that and peppermint, because when you open rosemary or you open peppermint, it just wakes you up. You're instantly kind of awake and alert and almost recharged and ready to go, right? So rosemary is one of those oils that can do that. And I just wanted to read you a few more of the things that rosemary can do. And I'm using this book, which is Essential Emotions, Your Guide to Process, Release, and Live Free. You can buy it from Aromatools or Oil Life. Again, those are my two favorite stores to get essential oil supplies. You know, I love doTERRA, doTERRA.com. That's definitely my favorite place to shop when I'm shopping for essential oils. And I only use this doTERRA essential oils because they are every single batch is third party tested. You can turn your bottle over on any doTERRA bottle and you can see exactly, you can go to a site. It has a number on the bottom of your bottle, and you can enter that into the site, and you can see exactly all the tests that have been run on your batch of oil, which I love, because that way you know you're only getting 100% pure essential oil and none of the fillers, none of the you know, maybe toxins that people can add in. Anyway, so I love doTERRA essential oils. Okay, so going back to rosemary, which is the oil of knowledge and transition. So, rosemary assists in the development of true knowledge and true intellect, and it is super helpful for people who have learning disabilities. It's super great, and even if you don't have a learning disability, it's amazing to diffuse when you are just wanting to concentrate a little bit better, when you're going to want to remember things a little bit better. I almost always have my children, when they go and take a test, like a a major exam, like an ACT, SAT exam, I love to say, okay, you're just gonna rub some rosemary over your head, on your brainstem, on your heart area. And also I love the Intune, doTERRA's Intune essential oil blend. I feel like both of those oils are just super good for helping boosting brain function and boosting memory. And so I love sending my boys with those oils or encouraging them to study with rosemary or Intune diffusing. Another oil that's super good for that is Thinker, which is made especially for children. But anyway, back to rosemary. So if you're having learning difficulties, rosemary can definitely help with that. It can also help with if you're starting to have like cloudy thinking, or if you're having a hard time remembering things, diffusing rosemary is one of the number one oils for people's memory. So definitely encouraging you to use that if that seems to be playing out in your life. Okay, and then rosemary can definitely help in times of transition. So if you're going to a new home, a new school, if you're starting a new sport or a new talent, if you're, you know, going to a new church, whatever it is new that you're doing, if you're trying to even set up a new habit, right, or break an old habit, rosemary can be helped with that because rosemary helps with make easing transitions. And so I just wanted to really quick say some of the negative emotions that are addressed by rosemary. So if you're confused or you have a difficult time adjusting or transitioning, if you have feel like you have a limited perspective or difficulties learning, and just like rosemary, when you smell it, it wakes you up, it opens your life. It's also, rosemary is super, like I feel like rosemary helps you breathe easier too. And it kind of opens up things. It opens, definitely opens up your eyes. Like I guarantee, like you smell rosemary, your eyes are gonna, wow. Anyway, but it also kind of opens up your breathing. And things that open you up physically kind of seem to open you up emotionally too. So it opens you up to trying new things, to being ready for new ideas. To not having a my way is the only right way, being open to new ideas. So rosemary can be super helpful with that. And the positive properties that it can help with is mental clarity, knowledge, helping us be a little bit more teachable, helping us to feel more enlightened and to be open to new experiences. And it helps with our ability to adjust to things. So rosemary, super cool oil. Again, we're going to be diffusing 2 drops of vetiver, rosemary, and wild orange today. I hope you're loving that blend. I think you're going to really love that blend. Okay, and the last thing that I wanted to talk about on just our daily affirmation was what I am happy with what I can see, right? So sometimes you look at your eyes and you can instantly see, oh, I'm happy with my environment. I'm happy with who's in my environment. I'm happy with the way things are playing out in my environment, right? And then there are some days that disasters just strike, right? I'm thinking days like where we have major disasters like 9/11, or maybe there's hurricanes or earthquakes or other things like that, and major natural disasters. So I'm going to give you a key for looking and being happy and able to, being happy with what you can see in those times. Okay. And for this, I'm going to use one of my favorite heroes, and it's Mr. Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Okay. So if you kind of grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you'll probably know who Mr. Rogers is, and you probably watched at least 1 or 2 times the original Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. If you don't, and you're more a child of the, like now, or a couple, you know, decades ago, you are probably more familiar with Daniel Tiger. So Daniel Tiger is a spinoff of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And they all teach how important each individual is. And that we can all handle good emotions and bad emotions. Like, everyone has good emotions and everyone has bad emotions, and we can handle that. And good things happen in people's lives and bad things happen in people's lives, and we can handle that. Like, Mr. Rogers was a big proponent on experiencing the feelings that you have, seeing them, acknowledging them, and working through them in healthy ways. So again, Mr. Rogers was one of my heroes. And so this is one of the set things. So after 9/11 happened, he was actually brought back on. He had retired from his show, but he was actually brought back on by one of the networks, and to address 9/11 for the children. And so he came back on, and one of the things that he said is, when scary things happened to me when I was a child, my mom would say to always look for the good people that are helping. Because in any bad situation, you will always see good people helping. And it's true. I don't care what's happening. You will always see people who are trying to help. That's just how wonderful humanity is. So if you're having catastrophes happen in your life, see who's helping and see who can help. Okay, I think my 16-year-old son, who is was helping, has fallen asleep, and I think, oh, okay, so he just woke up. But anyway, so I just want to say, some days are super easy to see all the good in the world, right? And some days it takes a little bit harder. But I know that if you look for people who are helping, I know that if we turn to God and we're like, God, help me see the good here. Help me see what I'm supposed to learn. Help me see what I'm supposed to learn. Help me see the humanity in people. Help me see the gifts that you've given me today. I know that God will help us in that. Okay, so this is Suzanne Williams Living the Wholesome Life, Essential Oils Health Matters. And I just wanted to remind you that to have joy in practicing being happy in the moment today, and have joy in remembering that today we are concentrating on being happy with what we can see. Okay, hope you make it a super awesome day today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.